It's time for another sports presentation right here on FortinRecoveryRadio.com. Today's sports coverage is being brought to you by those community-minded sponsors you're going to hear during today's broadcast. Stay tuned. More sports coverage on its way.
We joined the game in the top of the second inning. We had problems getting connected with the AT&T problems and some technical difficulties on our end. We were unable to bring you the first inning. In the top of the first, the Lady Rough Riders scored one run, but the Indians scored two in the bottom of the first inning to take a 2-1 lead. We now join Kurt and Zoe Wendell as the second inning begins.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back here live at the LeFevre Softball Complex here. Sorry for the technical difficulties. In the bottom of the first, the Indians score two on three hits. The Indians take a 2-1 lead against the St. Mary's Rough Riders, who just got their first out of the top of the second inning. So up to bat now, we have number 17, Bond Alls. Plays second base for them. She hits a grounder. We boot at first base, and she beats it out. So the Rough Riders get their first base runner here of the second inning. On a little air there on the boot. All right. Sophomore Kellyanna Bond Alls at the plate now for the Rough Riders, facing Holman, who settled down after just a little rocky start at the top of the first there against the top of their lineup, and she's bringing it here. Already got the one out in the second. Strike two on a swing and a miss. 0-2 the count here on sophomore Kellyanna Bond Alls. 0-2. Runner at first. Fouled up and over our heads, out of play. Count will stay at 0-2. On deck for the Rough Riders, we have number 13, Ryla Berg, another sophomore.
Where'd my pick?
Holman to the plate. Swing and a miss. Secured by post. Out number two. Might be our first lefty up to bat here that I recall, Zoe. Sophomore Berg wears number 13 and plays right field for the St. Mary's Rough Riders. Runner at first, two outs. Strike one looking. Holman has really settled down here and has it going for the Indians. Oh-1, two outs. See if we can get this thing to the bottom of the second with a 2-1 lead. And a foul on ball. She's ahead 0-2 again. Oh. Junior Jenna Holman wearing number 22 at the plate. Up 0-2, trying to get this thing to the bottom of the second. And slightly high, 1-2 the count. Okay. 1-2, post to the dish on a changeup that just had her confused. Swing, and it's out number three. We will go to bottom of the second with the Indians having a 2-1 lead, and we will be back right after this commercial.
Have you been looking for that perfect lot to build your dream home on? Look no further than Indian Hills Estates, located just off of Sharpsburg Road at the south edge of town, within walking distance of Mary Helper Christian's Church and the elementary middle school. There's no better time to choose your lot on this quiet cul-de-sac street with absolutely no drive-through traffic. So even if you're not planning to build yet, get with Dave Kaup to choose your lot now so you'll be ready to go when your house plans are completed. There are several beautiful lots left, and they all have village utilities as well as electric, cable, phone, and natural gas. So give me a call now at 375-4855. I'll be more than happy to go out and help you choose your perfect lot on Spy Run before it's too late.
All right, we are back here live at the softball field, heading to the bottom of the second inning. Indians are going to be led off by senior Kayla Heitkamp, wearing number 21 and plays right field for the Indians. Kayla looks at strike one. 0-1 the count. You know, St. Mary's pitcher brings the ball from very low on the ground. She is almost touching the ground when she starts her windup. Kayla fouls off pitch number two. Going to be down 0-2 in the count. That St. Mary's dugout has been a hot spot for foul balls this afternoon. On deck for the Indians will be freshman Layla Armstrong. Wears number four and plays left field. Pitch number three low. We got a 1-2 the count. And a hard strike three swing by Kayla Heitkamp brings up Layla Armstrong. Oh, I might be wrong, as Ryan is introducing number five, Kyla Deuce, a junior for the Indians. Grounder to first baseman, fielded cleanly, steps on the base, out number two. Now stepping to plate is Layla Armstrong. Fouled straight back on pitch number one, 0-1 the count. Indians still holding on to that 2-1 lead that they got in the first. Pitch two right down the middle, 0-2 the count. We've got two outs, 0-2 the count. Base is empty for the Indians. Outside the call, 1-2 on Layla Armstrong, freshman for the Indians. Foul ball off the backstop. Keeps the count at 1-2. Two outs. Last batter. Next one up will be Will the Top. Another foul ball off to the right side of the field of play. Foul tip ruled the umpire. She barely caught the end of that one, and we'll keep it at 1-2 here. Two outs. Senior Emma Will on deck, waiting to roll around to the top of the lineup. Ooh, hard hit ball down the left field line, just foul of third base. Count stays 1-2 on freshman Layla Armstrong. ball high. 2-2 count. And strike three. Umpires thought it was right there on the end of the plate. After two, Indians lead 2-1. St. Mary's will start the top of the third with the top of their lineup. Number 8, the shortstop for him, Hirschfeld, right after this commercial.
At Cooper Farms, we're building a culture that makes us more than a workplace. We believe that producing quality products, giving back to our communities, and taking care of our team members are all part of our foundation as a company. We want to see our team members succeed, and that's why we pride ourselves on promoting from within the company. We believe giving our team members all the tools necessary to grow with us is what will keep our tradition moving forward. To join the Cooper Farms family, visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
All right, we are back here live at the softball field with the top of the third inning coming. Indians holding on to that 2-1 lead that all was scored in the first inning. And Hirschfeld up to bat for the St. Mary's Rough Riders. Jenna Holman's first offering fouled hard down the left field line. 0-1 the count. Zoe, you're a little quiet today. How was school?
Not the best, but it was not the worst.
Oh, just an average Thursday? At least tomorrow's Friday?
No, we had to write an essay within one period.
Ooh, Jenna Holman bringing the second pitch of the top of the third inning to the plate here. Hard, high, ball out to left field, and just a can of corn. Out number one, long, high, fly ball. Out number one.
Or number 5.
Smith wearing 00 and a junior for the Rough Riders. Plays shortstop. Or maybe third base. I believe she's been at third. One out. Pitch one. Hard line drive down the right field line. Just barely foul. Got the umpire dancing a little bit over there. 0-1 the count. And, you know, since the early in that first inning, Jenna's done really good getting ahead of the batters here. Been helped a lot by foul balls, but that means she's also putting pitches in play. So, pitch two, grounder to second base, fielded cleanly to first, and we've got our second out of the top of the third. Part of this lineup that did damage against the Indians in the first is getting sat down pretty quick here in the second by Jenna. So, St. Mary's pitcher, Junior Vanderveer, up to bat now. Slightly high, 1-0 the count. Maybe I just jinxed Jenna there, saying she's been doing a great job getting ahead of these batters. Want to know the count. Pitch two takes a strike. 1-1. Low. 2-1 the count. Two and one, two outs, top of the third, swing and a miss by Junior Vanderveer. We are 2-2. Jenna's got it here one pitch away from going 1-2-3 against the top of the St. Mary's lineup. She brings it to the plate and just barely inside. Full count. Two outs, top of the third. Indians still holding on to that 2-1 lead. Timeout by the batter. Steps out. Hard hit ball, going to fall. No, right fielder comes in and makes a nice clean play on the ball by Kayla Heitkamp there. Gets that third out with a fly out to position 9. We're going to go to the bottom of the 3, holding on to that 2-1 lead. We'll be back right after this.
Brothers Winter Mower Service Special. With free pickup and delivery, we're making servicing your mower easier than ever. Our skilled team will inspect, tune up, and prepare your lawnmower for a smooth spring start. Don't let winter wear you down. Keep it in peak condition. Call Hall Brothers in Port Recovery today. We're committed to keeping your equipment running strong. It's never too early to prepare for spring. Schedule your service today.
Hey, we are back here at the Ball Diamond. Indians going to bring the top of the lineup to the plate here in the bottom of the third inning. Real quick, guys, you know, if the weather holds out tomorrow on Fort Recovery Radio, softball will host Bradford here and will be on Sports Stream 2. Looking at next week on Monday, baseball is at Salina. Pregame show at 5:15, first pitch at 5:30 for the baseball team on Monday. We are back here now live. Emma Will coming to the plate to lead off this bottom of the third for the Indians. Grounded out in the top of the first for us. Maybe she can get her first hit of the home season here for us. Pitch 1, fouled to the right side, out of play. 0-1. Second pitch offering, little change of speed there, flies out to the second baseman, catches made, out number 1.
Now batting number 4.
Ava Greasy coming to the plate, hit that double in the first and scored on a double by who's standing on deck, pitcher Jenna Holman. So Ava Greasy coming to the plate, 1-for-1. Andakir's first offering is a strike right on the inside corner. Strike 2 swinging by Greasy goes down in the count 0-2. Pitcher Jenna Holman on deck waiting her turn. And Akir goes to the windup and is hit right back up the middle by Ava Greasy to the center fielder. She's going to get stopped at first, but she is 2-for-2 on the day, guys. A single and a double.
Now
22, Jenna Holman to the plate. On deck will be Ella Shane.
Ooh.
Yawning, though. And I say, where are you on today at school? What's the problem?
Yeah, it was really boring.
Uh-huh. Jenna Holman getting situated in the batter's box. Vandekeer brings the first offering. Fouled, out of play. 0-1, the count. On 1, the count. Getting instructions from head coach Kerry Shane down there in the third base batter box. And change of speed gets her swinging. Greasy advances on a steal, but Holman goes down 0-2 at the plate. One out. Bottom of the third. Ava Greasy now standing at second base. See if Jenica Holman can battle here for us. And ooh, she hits one hard back at the shortstop. Gets the out at first. Greasy tries to advance. Does pass ball at third. Ava Greasy's going to score easily, giving the Indians that 3-1 lead. So Jenna Holman does ground out to the shortstop, who makes a clean throw to first. First baseman tries to get the advancing Ava Greasy at third and throws it into the fence. Whoops. So Ava Greasy has been to the plate twice for the Indians and has scored twice. So Ella Shane up to bat now. And we've got Kylie Post on deck. With two outs, Kylie's going to keep those shin guards on, being the catcher for the Lady Indians. Foul ball. Strike number one. Bandicure goes to the windup to bring the second pitch. Fouled off again. She is quickly down 0-2. Two outs in the bottom of the third. Ella back in the batter's box. Base is empty after that run-scoring air throw. She fouls off offering number three. Stays 0-2. Ella flying out to the first baseman in her first at-bat. And she's hit a grounder back to the second baseman, who makes the field, gets the throw to first, and is fielding the third out. And Indians will take this to the top of the fourth with a 3-1 lead, and we'll be back right after this.
Medler's Furniture in Portland and A Simple Touch in Fort Recovery are ready to play today with great prices on Lazy Boys and home decor items at both stores. Just ask for the Put Me in Coach specials and save on your purchase. It's time to play ball and win. Good luck to the Indians and all their fans. Medler's Furniture and A Simple Touch, serving our community.
Hey, we are back here at the softball diamond, heading to the top of the fourth inning with the Indians holding that 3-1 lead that they just earned on that Jenna Holman of Ava Greasy advancing on the Jenna Holman grounder to get that third score. We've got Jenna Holman warming up here to head to the top of the fourth. The Rough Riders will send their cleanup batter. It will go Klosterman, Young, Turner. Klosterman struck out in the first. We'll see what happens here in the fourth. Foul tip right into the catcher's mitt. Strike number one. Hard fly ball hit hard to center field. Catch is made. First out retired here in the top of the fourth inning. That was a hard hit fly ball. Indian center fielder Emma Will didn't make that look real too hard, though, as hard as that came off the bat.
Aiden Rosario.
Now batting for the Rough Riders will be wearing number 14, Aiden Rosner Young, a junior. Takes pitch one high. Grounded out in the first. Ooh. Ooh. Count goes 2-0. Umpire's going to have a little conversation with the catcher, as he might have took that one off the head there a little bit. So what do you think?
I don't know.
Were you watching the game?
No, not really.
That's a problem.
I was watching the conversation between the coach and the batter.
Okay.
Got to switch bats.
2-0 the count. We go 3-0. One out here in the top of the 4-3-0 count. On deck for the Rough Riders is sophomore Claire Turner. Grounded out in the first, or actually in the second. So, and ball four. Four pitch walk for Young Turner to the plate. One out here in the top of the fourth. Umpire is situated again. First offering coming here to Turner. Again, grounded out in the second. Runner on first. That is five straight balls from Jenna Holman. Goes 1-0 the count. Pitch two. She squares the bunt. Offers at it. Misses. We get a 1-1 count. Runner did stay put at first. Thought about it for a minute, but the offering missed. Pitch three in the at-bat is a swing and a miss, and the Indians make an attempt at first. Runner back safe. Got a 1-2 count now. Jenna has settled down nicely after those five straight balls. Get ahead of the batter here. 1-2 the count, one out. Top of the fourth. Indians leading 3-1 against St. Mary's. Change up. Looked good. And throw, and she is out. Change up was a little short of the plate, but fielded nicely by Post. Makes the throw to second and gets the stealing runner out. Two outs, and the count is 2-2. Indians can get Turner here. We will have our back-to-back 1-2-3 innings. Jenna Holman squares, brings it to the plate. Slightly low. Count goes full. Full count. Base is now empty after that runner caught stealing by the Indians. Jenna brings it to the plate, fouled straight back into the backstop. Count will stay full, 3-2, two outs. Tell you, I see Ken Shane sitting out there in center field. Never thought the guy was all that smart, but with the wind blowing out into center field today, that wind has to be right into his face. Watched a lot of softball from center field with Ken, but usually at St. Mary's in the Fall Ball League. Jenna Holman to the plate, slightly high. Umpire gives her ball four. Two outs, top of the fourth, and St. Mary's has their second base runner of the inning. First one caught stealing, however. Jenna Holman reviews the notes on her sleeve, prepares to bring the first offering to Meyer. Hard hit ball to Sewell right between the first and second baseman. Right fielder fields it. Runner tries to go first to third, and she is in there. So I will call that a single. Advancing on the throw to third is the batter. And the Indians find themselves in a little bit of a pickle here. They have second and third, two outs now. Ball just sneaked right between the first and second baseman there. Made its way to right field. Kayla Heikamp makes a strong throw to third. Runner gets in under the tag, though, and batter advances to second. Hard fly ball right back to the shortstop, and on one pitch, Jenna Holman gets us out of this inning. Indians will go to the bottom of the fourth with a 3-1 lead, and we will be back right after this.
Around here, we welcome a slower pace. except when it comes to internet speed. Wabash provides fiber-fast internet you can rely on, backed by local customer service. From email checkers to video streamers to hardcore gamers, we have just the right speed for you, up to 1,000 megabits. If you need an upgrade or just have a question, get in touch with Wabash at 419-942-1111 or online at wabash.com. Wabash, your local communication connection.
And we are back here, headed to the bottom of the fourth inning with the Indians holding on to a 3-1 lead. Senior Kylie Post will lead off the bottom of the fourth for the Indians. She singled way back in the first when the Indians did get those two runs, but was stranded. Standing on deck will be Alexis Greasy for the Indians here in the bottom of the fourth. Umpire gets the dish clean, ready to bring that first offering from St. Mary's Junior Vandekeer. And she thought she was ready, but the umpire wasn't ready there, so. Now we're bringing the first offering at the bottom of the fourth inning. And Post takes a strike. Definitely out there on the corner of the plate there. Low and outside, but caught the corner. Hard offering at pitch number two by Post comes up empty. Count goes 0-2. Like I said, Greasy on deck, followed by Kayla Heikamp. 0-2 offering, fouled up to the right side, and the first baseman makes a play on the ball. Fly out, one out in the bottom of the fourth. Alexis Greasy coming up to a little walk-up song here, Dynamite. Let's see if she can make that Easton bat do a little Dynamite here for the Indians. Zoe, you have any idea who was playing that song? Who sings TNT, I'm Dynamite? Wow, I don't know about this. You're hurting me here, kid. You're hurting me. She takes pitch one. We're down 0-1 in the count. Hard offering at pitch two, and we are quickly down 0-2 here with Alexis Greasy. Kayla Heikamp on deck. Quick conversation with Coach Carrie Shane, and she's right back in the batter's box. Alexis, good eye there, takes the third pitch inside. 1-2 the count. Alexis, a sophomore for the Indians, handling the first base duties on the defensive side. Offers at pitch three and is strike three missing. Kayla Heikamp comes to the plate looking to redeem herself from a strikeout in the third. The offering, ball outside. Indians still holding on to that 3-1 lead. Two outs in the bottom of the fourth. Kayla gives a nice solid swing, coming up empty though. Quickly 1-1 in the count.
It says her first bat was a strike.
I think the scoreboard's got it wrong. He waved it outside. Quickly offers it the second one there. 1-2 the count now. Kayla getting some quick instructions from Coach Carrie Shane right back in the box. Base is empty. Two outs, bottom of the fourth. pitch high and outside, 2-2 the count. Two and two, wild pitch low, and Heitkamp has battled back to a full count. Quick conversation from St. Mary's coach with the umpire. Count full, two outs, bottom of the fourth. Strike three. Indians will go to the top of the fifth, holding on to that 3-1 lead, and we will be back right after this.
Need gas? Stop into Fortsite Fuel. You can fill up anytime you want, 24 hours a day, every day of the year, and they offer the most competitive prices around to help save you money. No frills, no candy bars and pop, no fast food, just great prices on your fuel from a locally owned business. Fast, convenient, low prices, locally owned, always open. What's not to love about Fortsite Fuel? Stop by and fill up the next time you're running low. At Fortsite Fuel on 49 North at Wayne and Fortsite Streets.
Brick Street Tavern has some great nightly specials for you. On Tuesdays, you can get our awesome boneless wings for just 75 cents each and a domestic draft for only $1.50. Wednesday night, you can get our delicious grilled or spicy chicken salad for just $6. And Thursdays, it's our crispy chicken wrap with fries for only $6.50. On Friday and Saturday evenings, you can get a sirloin steak for $14.99 or a four-piece chicken dinner for $8.99. And both include our salad bar, your choice of potatoes, and a dinner roll. Be sure to stop in at any time and try a slice of our delicious homemade pie. For great home cooking, stop in and see us at Brick Street Tavern.
All right, we are back here at the softball game. Sophomore Riley Berg plays right field for the Rough Riders, steps into the batter's box. Quickly down 0-1. Jenna did win this battle back in the second and got Berg to strike out. Jenna brings the second pitch to the top of the fifth. Low is the call. 1-1 the count. Berg again, the only lefty that the Riders have in the starting lineup. Fouls that offering back to the backstop. 1-2 the count in favor of Indian junior Jenna Holman. The pitch. Change up high. Looked like she just did not like how that came out of her hand. 2-2 the count. Pitch low. She thought about making an offer, but holds back. Count goes full. 3-2. First batter of the top of the fifth inning here. Indians holding on to that 3-1 lead. Following Berg will be the top of the Rough Rider lineup. Strike three. Berg swings and misses. Gets the first out of the top of the fifth. Number 8, Hirschfeld, plays shortstop for the Rough Riders, leads off. She has got the only run. She singled the very first at-bat and scored. She is the only run scored for the Rough Riders. Hard foul ball down the third baseline. Left fielder will get that as it's still in play and bring it back into the infield. the spring sports, though. You know, it's just interesting sitting up here. You got kids down here in T-shirts and shorts. You've got people in winter coats and hats. You've got players out there in sweatshirts to short sleeves. It's just unique. High pitch number two. Count 1-1 with one out in the top of the fifth. Hirschfeld flied out to left field in the third, started a 1-2-3 inning for Holman. Ooh, fouls it off of her shin. She's going to walk that one off for a little bit. 1-2 the count. Jenna Holman to the windup. Swing. Ooh, must have fouled it off the tip of the bat. I was ready to call that a swing and a miss. What do you think?
That was a big miss.
He waved it dead right away. He's got a better view than we do up here. Might have benefited the Indians, though, if it was a strike three swing, and it was definitely a pass ball. So, timeout by the batter. Hirschfeld, 00 Smith on deck. And strike three looking. Holman's able to hit that inside corner. Batter can do nothing but smile and shake her head. And it's the second out of the top of the fifth. Would make 1, 2, 3, fourth strikeout for Jenna on the day I have. I'd ask you, but you told me earlier you weren't watching the game, so. 00 Smith to bat. Hard ground ball foul to the third baseman. Olesane grabs it, brings it in. Ryder pitcher Vandekeer on deck. Oh, and won the count. Another foul ball, 0-2 the count. Jenna getting prepared there in the circle, getting her footing. Ground ball to second baseman, fielded, flipped over to first. Alexis Greasy fields it, and we have yet another 1-2-3 inning. Indians are going to go to the bottom of the fifth, up 3-1, and we will be back right after this.
What would you do if a fire severely damaged your home? Hi, I'm Ted Romer with Hope Recovery Insurance. The question you really have to ask is, what would your insurance company do? As your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, I can tell you that we will be there for you from day one. You won't be dealing with an out-of-town agent over the phone, but with us, your neighbor. And that would apply to any damage to your home, big or small. That's our promise. Visit us online at FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
Hey, welcome back here. Indians fielding that 3-1 lead, heading to the bottom of the fifth. We'll be bringing up Deuce Armstrong and then the top. St. Mary's Vandekeer getting her last warm-up pitch in there, bringing it down. Deuce will let the umpire clean the dish, and we will be ready to start the bottom of the fifth. What else did you do at school today? Anything?
We did a self-paced unit in science, but I'm so far ahead that I just had to study for the quiz, which I was going to do in the same class period.
You struggle on that quiz, you won't be helping on the radio any longer, I'll tell you that. But.
Well, I forgot to take it, and so I'm taking it tomorrow with the rest of the class.
Deuce makes the solid offering at the first pitch, down 0-1. Freshman Layla Armstrong on deck. Another solid offering. Deuce quickly down 0-2. Deuce Jr. for the Indians. Takes the third pitch outside. Brings the count to 1-2. Hard grounder hit back to the shortstop. Fielder cleanly throw to first. Out. Number one of the bottom of the fifth. Goes shortstop to first baseman. Freshman Layla Armstrong taking some instruction from the coach. And will be our second batter at the bottom of the fifth. She gets a bunt down, fielded by the pitcher, flipped over to the second baseman covering first. Out number two. This takes the Indians back to the top of the lineup. Emma Will coming up with two outs. Emma O for two on the day with a ground out and a fly out. Hard foul ball. Ava Greasy tries to field bare hand over there in the batter's or in the on deck circle. Another foul ball off of her own shin is quickly down 0-2 in the count. If you guys weren't listening earlier, the Indians will be back on Fort Recovery Radio on Sports Stream 2 tomorrow, barring any weather, when they host Bradford back here at home. Hard foul ball. Count stays 0-2. Ava Greasy on deck for the Indians. Oh, line drive, hard hit ball by Emma Wills, straight at the second baseman, cleanly caught. After five complete innings, the Indians are leading 3-1. We'll be back with the top of the sixth right after this.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
All right, Indian fans, we're back here at LaFever Complex for the Indians' home game against St. Mary's Rough Riders, headed to the top of the sixth inning with the Indians up 3-1. Next week on Fort Recovery Radio, the baseball team will be at Salina. Fort Recovery Radio will be there broadcasting live with a pregame show at 5:15, first pitch 5:30. Thursday, the baseball team will travel to Adams Central. Pregame show there will be 4:45 with a 5 o'clock first pitch. St. Mary's junior pitcher Vandekeer will lead off the top of the sixth inning here with the Indians up 3-1. She is 0-2 on the day with a strikeout and a flyout hard hit ball to center field last at bat. First pitch just slightly high, 1-0. Second pitch taken. Count goes even, 1-1. And a home into the windup. Hard hit ball to left field. Lands, gets past the left fielder. Going to go all the way to the fence. Vandekeer's getting held up at second base with a stand-up double. Going to be the first time Jenna's probably been in trouble since that opening inning when the Indians did surrender their only run to the Rough Riders thus far. Got Klosterman, the first baseman for the Rough Riders, coming to the plate. She's got a strikeout and a flyout. Jenna's got that runner at second base to contend with now. Going to take a quick look at her scouting notes on her arm. offerings, the offering. Hard hit ball deep to left field. That's gone, gone. Ken Shane might have made a chance on that way over the fence. Klosterman takes Jenna Holman long, and this game is quickly tied. That was a long, hard shot. Jenna Holman's going to have to get settled down real quick after that, as that is a Klosterman gets tackled at the plate as she's crossing. Home run. Scores two. That was a shot, though. So Indians got that mound out there in the outfield beyond the fence, and it cleared the mound. Center field's listed as 205 here at Indian Park. I'm going to say that thing easily went 230, 240. Young to the plate. Fouls off the first offering from Jenna. We got ourselves a quick 3-3 tie ball game here in the top of the sixth. Strike. Jenna quickly ahead 0-2. Be real nice to get that out following that long home run. Ball low to call. Serious consideration to take a swing at it. Turner swing and a miss. Ball dropped, but quickly thrown down to first to clear the out for the Indians. First out in the top of the sixth. Claire Turner comes to the plate for the Rough Riders, plays center field. On the day's got a ground out and a walk, where she ended up being stranded back in the fourth. Ball low, 1-0. Second offering of the at-bat. Fly back to Holman, who makes the catch. Two away. Number two, Taylor Meyer, plays left field for the Rough Riders. He's got a ground out and a single so far today. Holman brings the offering. Ball low is the call. Hard ground ball gets past Holman, fielded by the shortstop, throw over to Alexis Greasy, and we get the third out. So Holman surrenders the double, followed by long home run by Klosterman in the top of the sixth, and we will be going to the bottom of the sixth, tied 3-3. We'll be back right after this.
Hello, I'm Trevor Wenning, owner of Top Wrench LLC in downtown Fort Recovery. Spring is in the air, and it's time to get your spring car maintenance done. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all your lights for your worry-free springtime travels. Give us a call here at Top Wrench LLC, 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
We are back here at the LeFevre Complex watching a little softball this evening where the Indians find themselves going to the bottom of the sixth, tied 3-3 with the St. Mary's Rough Riders, but have Ava Greasy coming to the plate, who has scored both times she has came to the plate for us. She's got a double and a single on the day. And we'll have pitcher Jenna Holman on deck, followed by Ella Shane will be the first three to come to the plate in the bottom of the sixth.
St. Mary's still has Junior Vandekeer on the mound. Greasy takes the first pitch outside. Ava back in the box. Makes a solid offering at that one. Goes down 1-1 on the miss. Hard hit ball back to the shortstop. Oh. Bobbles it. Gets the throw over to first on the out. Thought she was going to catch him on the fly. Drops right in front of her. She scoops it up and makes the throw for out number one. Number 22 pitcher Jenna Holman comes to the plate with one out. Jenna on the day has a double back in the first and then grounded out to the shortstop. Hard foul ball off the backstop, flips all the way back out to the pitcher and she can field it herself. Second offering coming to the Indian Junior is low, 1-1 the count.
It's over the plate.
Looking out there. Vandekeer gets situated in the circle there, bringing the offering to the Indians pitcher. Hard foul right back up the middle, going out to the center fielder. Holman's got herself a single. She's trying to help her cause here and avoid extra innings. Coming to the plate for the Indians will be senior third baseman Ella Shane. Has got a fly out and a ground out so far today, both going to the first baseman. One out, Jenna Holman on first. Bounced straight back to the backstop. Looking out there at the concrete right now, Zoe, I'm a little happy we got this cover as I see raindrops. Second pitch low. 1-1 the count. Holman stays at first on the dribbler. Looks like the rain may have picked up just a little bit here in Fort Recovery.
Yep.
Junior Vandekeer still on the mound for the Rough Riders.
Ooh,
Shane
hit
a hard one up, splits the first and second baseman, hit very hard out to right field. Holman gets stopped at second. Indians will have first and second, one out. Catcher number 28, Kylie Post, comes to the plate. Carrie Shane shouting out instructions. Alexis Greasy on deck. Kylie Post on the day, 1-for-2 with a single and a flyout. She squares for the bunt, pulls it back. Both Indians advance on pass balls. Second and third, one out. Carrie Shane quickly changing the instructions as this situation has quickly turned. 1-0 offering, getting ready to come to Indian Kylie Post. Runners now at second and third. Ball outside, 2-0 the count. Jenna Holman being the base runner at third, really hoping to help her cause to get herself a win here early in the season. Foul ball back to the backstop. 1-2 the count. Or 2-1 the count, right?
I think so.
2-1. First ones with both balls.
Yeah.
Ball low. 3-1 the count. Kerry Shane getting instructions of the base runners. Offer comes to Kylie Post, who takes ball four. Throw to third. Jenna Holman back in safe. On the walk, the Indians fill the bases with bases loaded, one out. Alexis Greasy coming to the mound. Opening day for the Reds also today. They are losing 6-3 in the top of the ninth. Just another season for the Reds. Bases loaded, one out, bottom of the sixth. Alexis Greasy takes ball one. Alexis Greasy on the day, 0-2. They ground out and a strikeout.
Oh.
Foul ball out of play down the right field line. 1-1 the count. Got senior Kayla Greasy on deck. One out here in the bottom of the sixth. Ball low. Count goes 2-1. Ball inside. Count goes 3-1. Indians one ball away from walking in the go-ahead run. Score tied 3-3. Alexis Greasy back in the batter's box. Swings. Sends it down to the third baseman who fields it. Brings the ball home. Call is safe at home. Bases stay loaded. Jenna Holman scores the go-ahead run for the Indians to go up 4-3 in the bottom of the sixth. Fielder's choice by the third baseman brings the throw home and is just not in time. In Rough Riders will send the coach out to have a little meeting at the mound. Umpire takes this time to clean the dish from that slide at home. With the go-ahead run, Indians will be bringing senior Kayla Heikamp to the plate. Plays right field. Has a strikeout on the day. So what do you think, Zell? How's the view up here? First time I've been in this press box.
Really? The first time?
I've never been in the press box. So I thought the view was all right, and then when I saw them raindrop stuff, I really liked the view from up here. So I saw a lot of hoods going up. I see a lot of hats out down there. I'm kind of chilly sitting in here, and I don't even deal with the wind.
Well, so, we are from that window.
So senior Kayla Heikamp now steps into the batter's box. Base is still loaded for the Indians, holding on to that 4-3 lead. One out. Heikamp swing and a miss, strike one. Catcher makes the throw down to third, trying to pick off Ella Shane, who is easily back in safe. Heikamp hits it between the shortstop and the third baseman, hits a single, right or left fielder brings the ball back into the infield. Indians now go ahead 5-3 on the Kayla Heikamp single. Number five, Kyla Deuce coming to the plate. Plays left field for the Indians. Has two ground outs on the day. Let's see if she can change that luck a little bit for us here, though. Junior Vandekeer stayed on the mound for the Rough Riders.
Ooh,
pass
really
ball.
Low.
And the Indians are now up 6-3 as Kyla Post comes in to score a run. Vandekeer asking for a new ball. I believe that might have just been a little wet, but the pass ball allows the Indians to get that other run there. So quickly double up the Rough Riders, up 6-3. Got Alexis Greasy down there on third, getting instructions from coach as Deuce takes ball one. Sixth inning turning into be a great inning as Deuce is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. The seventh batter the Indians have set to the plate. Ball two. Got Kayla hiking about there at second. Alexis Greasy on third. One out. And Deuce takes ball four. Four-pitch walk. Layla Armstrong, freshman for the Indians, comes to the plate. Bases loaded. One out. Up 6-3. First pitch outside, ball one to Armstrong. He's got a strikeout and a ground out on the day for the Indians.
Not a great inning for the pitcher.
No, we've now sent eight to the plate, and she is ahead 2-0. Emma Will on deck, only Indian not to go to the plate yet this inning. Swing and a miss by Armstrong. Count goes 2-1. And quickly, the concrete in this stadium is wet. That basketball court down the left field line looks saturated. Armstrong makes an offering. Goes 2-2. Throw down to third base. Not in time for Greasy. Armstrong gives a solid offering, strikes out swinging. Emma Will will come be the leadoff batter for the Indians as the ninth batter this inning. She's got a ground out and two flyouts to the first baseman so far today.
Oh.
Quickly swinging at pitch one, fouled off the leg of the catcher. She's going to take a minute to catch her breath there. Umpire gets a dry ball into Vandekeer. Count 0-1 on Emma Deuce. Bases remain loaded for the Indians. Looking to play a little bit of add-on here. Got the Rough Riders now doubled up 6-3. Will hits a high fly ball out to center fielder, who makes the third out of the inning. We will stay right here as the Indians are getting ready to go to the top of the seventh with a 6-3 lead. As we look to the Indians' future here, they did get a game in at Franklin Monroe. They won 30-2. They are playing St. Mary's at home today. Tomorrow the schedule has Bradford coming to town if we can hold the weather on. And then Monday they will finish March playing at home against National Trail. If we look to upcoming games on Fort Recovery Radio, if the weather holds out for tomorrow's game against Bradford, we will have that on Sports Stream 2 on Fort Recovery Radio for the Lady Indians softball. Looking to next week, baseball will be at Salina. That'll be live here on Fort Recovery Radio. Pre-game show at 5:15 with a first pitch at 5:30. Thursday, baseball will go to Adams Central. That will be live on Fort Recovery Radio. Pre-game show 4:45, first pitch 5 o'clock. Last thing next week we have will be Saturday. The baseball team will host a doubleheader with Fort Laramie. Fort Recovery Radio will broadcast the game with a pregame show at 10:45, and the first game will have a first pitch at 11 o'clock. So, Indians, 6-3. Jenna Holman back out on the mound looking to seal the deal here. See if we can bring this thing home. Indians sent 9 to the plate in the top of the sixth to get this 6-3 lead, or in the bottom of the sixth. Top of the seventh, the Rough Riders will send Bond All, number 17, and play second base.
First pitch swinging is a fly ball to center field. Drops right in front of a charging center fielder. Left fielder comes over, gets the ball quickly in. We've got a single to start at the top of the seventh. Riley Berg, number 13, and plays right field. The only lefty for the Rough Riders. Has two strikeouts on the day. Will come to the plate. Now Holman's first offering to Berg is a ground ball foul off of her leg. Dead ball. Ball went into play but was off the batter's leg. 0-1 won the count. Runner retreats back to first base. High and inside. Throw down to first base. Runner back in safe. Count goes 1-1. Riley Berg, a sophomore for the Rough Riders. Swing and a miss. Count goes 1-2. Jenna Holman would love to get third strikeout here on Riley Berg. Well, the Reds scored one in the bottom of the ninth, but lost 6-4 on opening day. Jenna Holman bringing the 1-2 pitch. Strike three. Berg offers and misses. Gets the third strikeout of the day on Berg and is 6th on the day for Holman. Indians two outs away from a victory. We are dealing with the top of the lineup here with Hirschfeld. Fouls off the inside shin. She's going to walk that one off. Hirschfeld with a single, a flyout, and a strikeout on the day. 1-3. Holman to the plate. Low. Scooped by a post. Runner stays at first. Runner doesn't mean a whole lot. Only get the game within two. Not worth risking. One-on-one pitch comes to the plate. Foul down to the St. Mary's third base coach. 1-2. One and two, one out. Runner at first. Pitch high, 2-2. What do you think, though?
I think we have a good chance of winning that, and again, wouldn't jinx it.
You don't want to jinx it, huh? Is that what you're thinking? 2-2 the count. Offering low, scoop by post, holds the runner at first. Count goes full, 3-2, one out. On deck for the Rough Riders is Smith. Got a fielder's choice and ground out and a strikeout. Full count offering to Hirschfeld. Long fly ball down the left field line. Foul and long out of play. Count stays full. The players out there that don't have long sleeves have quickly looked chilly.
The rain is not helping that. Another high foul ball down the left field line and out of play. Ella Shane gave long chase from third, but the ball just drifts out of play. Jenna Holman will exchange that for a dry ball. Count stays full, looking to get that second out of the top of the seventh. Hard line drive to left field. Oh. Gets past the left fielder all the way to the fence. Runner is going to score. Hirschfeld gets in safely at third. So I don't want to say anything, but you said the word.
Oh, well.
Jinx. Double zero Smith comes to the plate now with the Rough Riders trailing 6-4. One out in the top of the seventh. Gary Shane's going to call a quick timeout and head to the mound to meet with the entire infield, including junior pitcher Jenna Holman. Casey Vogel for the Indians has got a towel out helping drive softballs for the umpire. Indians up 6-4, one out in the top of the seventh. Coach Carrie Shane finishing up instructions with her infield, heading back to the dugout. Rough Riders got a runner on third, would be the fifth run for them. The tying run is at the plate, represented by double zero Smith. 0 for 3 on the day, and let's try and get her 0 for 4 here, Jenna. First pitch low, pass ball, and that is going to bring in that fifth run. Empties the bases for the Rough Riders, but they draw within one at 6-5. Smith on the day's got a fielder's choice, a ground out, and a strikeout. On deck for the Rough Riders, junior pitcher Vandekeer, who hit that double back in the sixth and then was scored on the long home run. Jenna Holman would really like to get these next two out and not have to face Klosterman, who just last inning hit that long home run. One-on-one the count. Ball high. Two and one. Indians up 6-5. Looking to get that second out. Foul ball hit down to the first baseman. Alexis Greasy makes the catch in foul territory, gets the second out. Indians are one out away from sealing up this victory. Addison Vandekeer has pitched the entire game for the Rough Riders, comes to the plate with a walk, a fly out to right field, a ground out, and that double just last inning. Pitch, hit, foul. High's back probably on the baseball diamond. Two outs, two strikes away. Ball low. Post cleans it, he fields it. One on one the count.
Base is empty. However, the tying run is at the plate. Ball high. Makes the count 2-1. On deck, Klosterman, who I think this whole place remembers what she did her last at-bat. Ball 3-1. Addison Vandekeer, pitcher for the Rough Riders, ahead 3-1, two outs, trying to extend this another batter. Holman changes speeds, ump says ball 4. That's a pretty good pitch there, just a slightly outside. We've seen this before, though. Klosterman coming to the plate, 1-1. Now represents the go-ahead run for the Rough Riders at the plate. Klosterman plays first base for the Rough Riders. And Coach Shane decides to intentionally walk her, sends her down to first base. Go-ahead run is now on for the Rough Riders, represented at first base, but based on that last at-bat by Klosterman, that's probably a good call by Coach Shane. There's no reason for us to watch another one fly 240 feet. Now up for the Rough Riders, Young catches for the Rough Riders and is 0 for 3 on the day. See if Holman can get us this last out. Hard hit ball to second base. Fielded, flipped over to Watch the Screezy, and the Indians win. Indians are going to bring a 6-5 victory home. We will be back right after this commercial to recap this game that we just watched. And we will be back.
Are you tired of farming around your wet spots in your fields? Do your crops flood out each year? Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the answer to your drainage needs. Featuring a hose, satellite-guided, self-propelled tile plow, we have the ability to tile your farm in a quick and accurate fashion. With over 23 years of experience, Brian and his team will change that wet, unprofitable field into a well-drained, ready-to-farm field. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians!
Be prepared for the next power outage with a Generac Home Standby Generator. When the power goes out, your life can go on without interruption. And now for a limited time, purchase a qualifying Generac Home Standby Generator and receive a free 7-year warranty. That's a $735 value. Terms and conditions apply. Act today. Generac. It's a power move. Call Reasoner Energy Products at 419-678-4858.
At Vineyard Floral and Apparel, we make unique gifts to celebrate any occasion. From proms, birthdays, celebrations, weddings, anniversaries, memorial gifts, or just thinking of you, let our floral experts create just the right gifts to celebrate the moment. We also offer custom apparel to support your local school or a custom design, screen printed or embroidered to support your organization or business. Meet with our team to create your own design or select from a number of stock designs. We have a large selection of gear in stock. Stop in today at 101 South Wayne Street or call us at 419-375-4668 at BU Floral and Apparel to get your order started today.
Welcome back to LeFevre Complex Baseball and Softball Fields here where the Indians have successfully defeated the St. Mary's Rough Riders 6-5. Jenna Holman for the Indians, junior pitcher, goes the distance, strikes out 7 Rough Riders. Made it a little exciting there at the end, but got that final out for us like we needed on the ground out. Indians, you know, had the big start, went up 2-1 in the first. Got a little lackluster there in the middle innings without any crooked numbers. But then in the sixth inning, sent all 9 Indians to the plate in the sixth inning to secure the win, going up 6-3 at that time and bringing the win home 6-5. As a reminder, if this weather holds out, which currently is getting a little wet here at the Diamond, we will bring you tomorrow's softball game against Bradford, which will be home at 5 o'clock on Sports Stream 2. Again, that is only on the Internet via the website. Next week, the baseball team will be at Salina Monday with a 5:30 first pitch right here on Fort Recovery Radio. Fort Recovery Radio will also host the baseball team on Thursday as they travel to Adams Central at 5 p.m. And lastly, the baseball team will host a doubleheader against Fort Laramie next Saturday. First pitch of the first game at 11 o'clock. Once again, Indians win 6-5 here against the St. Mary's Rough Riders. Ladies and gentlemen, have a great evening.
Today's special sports coverage right here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio was being brought to you by the community-minded sponsors that you heard during today's special sports cast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio and all the volunteers of FortRecoveryRadio.com. Thanks for listening. Now we're going to send it back to the studio for regular programming.